Great, thank you. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jane Kelly. I'm with the Georgia Department of Public Health. We're going to talk about estimating HIV rates for men who have sex with men, MSM, compared to other men and women in Georgia. This is based on our EHARS data from 2013. Understanding the full extent of disparity in HIV infection rates between MSM and other groups has been limited by the lack of a denominator. We've been unable to approximate the size of the MSM population. But there have been several publications recently that have changed that. Defining MSM as ever engaged in same-sex behavior, Lieb et al. Estimated that 7.1%, 5.5%, and 6.5% of white, black, and Hispanic Latino men in Georgia were MSM. Defining MSM differently as same-sex behavior within the last 5 years, Gray et al. Estimated Georgia's proportion of MSM as 3.7% overall, and race ethnicity estimates were not provided. But we took those estimates because they would allow calculation of rates that are important to understanding the dynamics of Georgia's HIV epidemic. We used the Georgia population estimates for 2013 from our vital statistics, applied the proportions from the above referenced studies to calculate the number of MSM in Georgia. Prevalence of diagnosed HIV infection as of 2013 was obtained from Georgia HIV Surveillance System, from EHARS, and we calculated rates per 100,000 for diagnosed HIV infection among males, females, MSM versus other males age 15 and older, stratified by race, ethnicity. HIV disparity by race and sex is even more apparent using rates rather than simple prevalence numbers. For example, for men in Georgia in 2013, the HIV prevalence rate per 100,000 was 1,023 overall. Rates per 100,000 by race were 2,283 for black, 675 for Hispanic Latino, and 404 for white MSM. Among women, rates were much lower, but the racial disparity is still apparent. Excuse me, I just said MSM. This is just among males and females, not by sexual category. HIV prevalence rates for MSM vary, of course, by the MSM definition. What's your denominator? So to reiterate, method one used a state race-specific estimate of MSM behavior ever, and method two used a state-specific estimate of MSM behavior, but just in the past 5 years, and assumes the same proportion of MSM by race. So by method one, HIV rates per 100,000 were 32,222 among black MSM. And by method two, which includes only MSM with same-sex behavior in the past 5 years, the HIV rate was 47,897. HIV rates among MSM in Georgia 2013 are high enough that it's more convenient to talk about them as percents rather than our usual infectious disease per 100,000 measurement. So to reiterate, for whites, Hispanic, Latinos, and blacks, HIV prevalence expressed as a percent was 5, 8, and 32% respectively for method one. But if you look at method two, which we thought was more appropriate, same-sex behavior in the past 5 years, we're trying to estimate HIV risk, then HIV prevalence was 9, 15%, and 48%. Use of prevalence rates for MSM allows quantifying the impact of HIV on this population and highlights the degree to which MSM in general and black MSM in particular are disproportionately affected. Estimated prevalence rates of 32 to 48% positivity among black MSM in Georgia. There are several limitations to this analysis. Multiple imputation was used to impute transmission category when these data were missing. And for the analysis using Gray's method, that method number two that gave us our higher rates, we assumed the same previous five-year MSM behavior for black, Hispanic, Latino, and whites. This is self-reported behavior. We don't know how accurate this is. And our estimates do not include people living with undiagnosed HIV. I do want to take this opportunity to mention that since this abstract was accepted and I put together the initial slides, there was a new publication in May 2016, and this was a publication on the rates of HIV prevalence and new diagnoses of MSM by state, by MSA, and by county. The study was done by Emory University, and the author used the MSM estimates study by Gray, which I previously mentioned. That's method two. and they also used data from AIDSView. This is just a figure from that paper because they include some impressive visual depictions of prevalence and incidence of HIV among MSM, highlighting the high rates in the South. This is another visual from that paper depicting rates by county. Counties in gray represent areas which the data were not permitted to be released by the state, and those in white represent areas which data were available, but either the numerator or the denominator was suppressed. The remaining counties, however, with available and unsuppressed data represent 84% of U.S. adult males, 89% of prevalent U.S. MSM HIV diagnoses. So it is representative of most of the HIV epidemic among MSM in the United States. I would urge you to take a look at that paper, but I would also urge you to consider looking at this website. This website is the Emory Consortium for Applied Modeling for Prevention. The URL is at the bottom, emorycamp.org, because it not only has a copy of this paper, it also has some critical data files at which you can look up county-level HIV prevalence data for your state. It's available on the Emory website. My contact information is coming in a moment if you want to talk more about this paper, and I have a copy of this paper with me as well. I was pleased to see that our estimates approximated what Emory came up for their in their paper as well. I'm getting the stop signal. I'll acknowledge my co-authors, the Georgia Department of Public Health, Emory Camp, and there's my contact information. Thank you so much.